share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. If you're a well-known food reviewer and an influencer, chances are that people may rely on you for more information about the food in the place. But there's only so much a person can do. Recently, a vlogger and food reviewer, Seti, has shared screenshots of his conversation with a netizen who had suggested he go the extra mile in verifying the halal status of a restaurant. After watching Seti's video about a dim sum restaurant at a mall in PJ, she visited the place only to find out that they are only pork-free and not halal as revealed by Seti. I think you better be careful with your choice of words when describing the halal status of a restaurant, the netizen told him. She also said that Seti should have referred to JAKIM's website prior to declaring the halal status of a place. In response to that, he told her that he does not simply label a place as halal, unless the servers of the place say so. He also said that he has always enjoyed his food hunting journey and finding out halal places for his viewers. But to expect me to verify it through JAKIM's website, I don't think it's fair to me, he added. In his Twitter post, Seti apologized if his reviews are not satisfactory, despite his best attempts. You can read the remaining of screenshots below. Sorry, disappointed, I really do my best to make sure my viewers are well informed. I don't simply call a place halal. Sometimes if the staff says halal, then I'll just say it as it is. Sorry, it's not good enough, la ya, I tried. pic.twitter.com/srrh5v3nhx. Seti, at Seti or not, March 14, 2022. Check yourself if you're gonna eat there. Seti's post has since circulated on social media and most of the netizens have shown support and assured him that it is not his responsibility to go the extra mile just to verify the halal status. In the meantime, a netizen took her time to explain that obtaining a halal certificate from JAKIM is not a simple process. Took my old company months to obtain the halal certificate when the cooking is 100% halal. We sold biryani rice and Arabic cuisines. No halal from JAKIM does not mean the food is haram. Additionally, a netizen thinks that Seti may have overreacted a little as she thinks the person who reached out to her meant no harm, although her method was questionable. Do you think it's important for a food reviewer to go the extra mile in order to verify the halal status of a place? Or do you think it is simply the consumer's responsibility? Also read, local actor politely responds to comment claiming that usage of chopsticks is haram for Muslims. Source, Seti or not. Source, Twitter, 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 Seti or not. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.